I'm having a look here, Gregory Campbell. You're back with this, right?
Yeah, I'm
having a look here when last year when Peter Robinson and Mark McGuinness were launching a major document. And they said, it was called, of course, you'll remember this, Together, Building a United Community Strategy. And it said, good relations across all parts of our community are an essential ingredient of building a prosperous, peaceful and safe society which is enriched by diversity and is welcoming to all. Stormont's actual programme of government, Gregory, says all our policies and programmes across government will be built upon the values of equality and fairness and the ethics of inclusion and good relations. Good work this week to both of you. Good work, Gregory, when you stood up with that yoghurt pot. And here's the point. Here's the point at your party conference. You knew by that stage that it had offended the other community. And what did you do? You rubbed the salt in their wounds. So with the knowledge that you knew, whether it should have offended them or not, park that. You knew it had offended them. And what did you do? You did it again. So what does that say about the DUP strategy?
Stephen, you know, we can try all the red herrings we like, but the smell's still there. The smell is still there. And the stench came all the way from Enniskillen to all across Northern Ireland last night. Now, remember, this is Gerry Adams, the same man who's denied for decades that he was ever in the IRA. Well, we all know he was in the IRA. It's the same Gerry Adams who has denied the issues in relation to child abuse. And we all know what has happened as a result of family connections and what he said his position was and what it really was. We all know about those things. So you know, this is the man who's now...
Well, you don't know all that, actually. Yeah, well, he's made his views on child abuse very, very clear, so let's be very, very careful.
He has made his position clear many years afterward. He didn't make it as clear at the time. Now, the point here is this. Gerry Adams has used a phrase last night to describe unionism, and he talked about breaking us. Now, remember this, Stephen. There's a small YouTube video clip, 5-second clip, on the day Gerry Adams left Stormont. The day he left, he did a TV interview where he made 5 unfounded, untrue allegations about me the day he left, because he was trying to break people then. And he's still trying to break people now. Now, Sinn Féin need to realise that something that's unbreakable, they can't break. Now, what we all
do you think, Gregory, he was talking about you when he said that?
Well, let's not do some thinking and let's hear some explicit reference.
Yeah, but what do you think?
And there's no point in me thinking. Let's hear.
Is it your view, Gregory, that he was talking about you?
No, Stephen. Let's hear it from the horse's mouth. Who is he going to break? Who is he going to try and break that he hasn't broken yet?
Who was the bee, John O'Dowd? Was it Gregory Campbell, John O'Dowd? Is he the bee?
I don't know if Gregory's doing an audition here for Rambo or what he's trying to do. He's trying to be the most machoist political unionist that ever walk God's earth. I'm not getting involved myself in this nonsense. The most important thing there, Gregory said, and the thing that I have to agree with him is that Gregory doesn't think. I think we can all agree with that one. Gregory doesn't think.
Well, you know, John O'Dowd, you're the Minister for Education, and it is a very, very unfortunate indictment on the educational processes for our children that you come on and try and defend the indefensible this morning. And you can't see the amount of insult and anger that will exist within an entire community because of what your leader has said and done, not just last night, but over a period of years. And you yesterday said that if the same happened within Sinn Féin or the nationalist community, you didn't even get a chance to go out the door because you'd be kicked out by your leader. And your own leader, within 12 hours of you saying that, does exactly that. Far from being tonight the door, on this morning defending him. You're on this morning talking about, you know, reaching out and not being prepared to say who it was you want to break, why it is you want to break us, and how it is you're going to do that.
I have answered the question.
Who are you trying to break?
Okay, I'll answer you. Let me make clear. Gerry Adams was not referring to the unionist community last night in any of the contexts he used. He was referring to a series of questions and responding to a series of questions about bigotry within the DUP.
That's not what he said.
In relation to, and Gregory, I think this is why it's important. If the questions have been recorded, they should be broadcast. And the context in which Gerry was answering the questions then broadcast. Because the journalist who broke the story, in fairness to him, put the entire issue in context in his first tweet, which broke the story. So let's put it in the factual context, the same way they challenge you of your factual remarks. In relation to, you asked the question...
John O'Dowd, you say you're on the programme this morning talking on behalf of Sinn Féin.
Yeah.
Is Sinn Féin sorry for any offence that may have been caused?
Well, let me put it this way. And I put it in these remarks. Gerry Adams was not referring to the unionist community. But I can assure you, if any member of the unionist community is offended on the belief that Gerry Adams was referring to him, of course I would be apologised for that.
And do you apologise? So are you prepared to say, look, we're sorry if any offence was caused? It's not difficult if you want to say it.
No, because, look, Gerry was challenging bigots and bigotry. You do not apologise for doing that. You do not apologise for taking on the core problem within our society, which is bigotry and bigots, because bigotry has to be delivered by bigots. Gregory asked the question, who are you looking to break? We're looking to break bigotry. Now, that's plain, simple. Even Gregory can understand that. You won't have to think about it too much.
It doesn't answer the question. It's a pity that we have a Minister for Education that can't think these things through. You know, being disparaging of an entire community, calling them bees and saying you're going to break them.
He didn't
saying that you're going to break them. And now refusing to say who it is. You've said what it is you're trying to break, but you're not prepared to say who it is you're trying to break.
But Gregory, when they have made it clear, Gregory Campbell, that they were not talking about the whole unionist community. So when they have made that,
but that is
clearly what the party position of Sinn Féin is now. So you're hearing it now.
Gregory's contradicting himself there. At one stage, he's saying that Gerry Adams was referring to the entire unionist community, and then he challenges me to name who we want to break. So either it can't be both, Gregory. We can't be challenging or demeaning the whole unionist community. Then you turn around and ask me name who you're looking to break. Because you clearly then understand that it's individuals who are promoting bigotry within broader political unionism. It's individuals who have a bigoted agenda within broader unionism. So you accept within your own delivery of your own argument today that Gerry Adams wasn't talking about the entire unionist community.
The slight was on the entire unionist community. You are now identifying people within the unionist community against whom you say Gerry Adams was talking about. I'm saying to you, who are they? Now, can you answer that question or not? It doesn't take somebody to have a GCSE, never mind an education minister, to grasp that.
Can I ask you both who it is you're talking about? Okay. Can I ask you both a similar question here if we move this on? Gregory, is it not sad, is it not profoundly sad that we find ourselves in a political situation in Northern Ireland where, you know, people might argue that your party feels that the way to attract votes is to offend. Is that not profoundly sad?
Well, Stephen, you see, that assumes... I think you're talking about what I've said.
Curry my yogurt, toilet paper. That's a political strategy before an election. Isn't that profoundly sad, Gregory? Now, let's talk about this maturely and seriously.
When you held
the yogurt pot up at your party conference, and I looked at senior figures from the DUP laughing, and they knew that it was offending the nationalist community, and they were laughing. Is it not profoundly sad that that's now part of your political strategy to offend another community?
Well, Stephen, you assume that was said and those things were done in order to get votes and to offend. It was done for neither reason. It was done to make a point, and it made the point.
It was done with the knowledge that you were offending, though. That's my point, Gregory. You knew you were, the people in the other community, in the nationalist community, my apologies for that, in the nationalist community, had told you that they were deeply offended, and you did it again. Now, is that not sad? You gone? We'll see if we can get Gregory back. I don't think he hung up. I think his phone dropped down. John O'Dowd, you're still with us.
Yes, Stephen, and I'm actually going to have to go as well myself. Okay. But go on ahead, do you not quite?
What has Gerry Adams done for the talks process? Like, where are we? You said yesterday in this programme that the talks were doomed to failure if the DUP didn't roll back from the toilet paper comment. They're not rolling back. And now we have your leader of your party making some unionists think that he wants to break them. So, well, where is the talks process?
We have an open debate at length what Gerry Adams did or didn't say. And I think it is important that the context in which Gerry made his comment is fully understood, because there may be a misunderstanding and there may well be offence by members of the unionist community that Gerry Adams has branded the entire unionist community with the term, with the B word or even term, the bigot word. That was not his intention. That's not the statement he was making. But as I said, if anyone is offended by that, then I have no difficulty in apologising for them. I'm more than happy, I'm more than happy to debate the issue at length, as Gerry Adams will be over the coming days and weeks, no doubt. But also I would urge people, and this is the important thing about making political progress and breaking deadlocks, put everything in the context in which it has been said and analyse it from that context, and then make up your own decision afterwards. The talks process has to continue. It is difficult, but it has to continue, because we have to get to a better place than where we currently were and are, even though we've made significant progress over many years. It has been slow at times, but it has never stopped.
John, I know you have to go. I want to just do one other thing and play to you a clip, not just that Gregory Campbell made at the party conference, but Sammy Wilson made a speech at the DUP party conference as well, during which he had this to say about Sinn Féin.
We now have the Great Assembly bake-off as a result of it. Sinn Féin, they come in, they say, we will make something that we are best at making. A chocolate bomb. Ice cream, Swiss roll, liqueur, white chocolate, you name it, it's all in it. The taste is explosive. And I'll tell you this, and the instructor, I read this, I went to look up one of these cookery books. And one of the points I made about the chocolate bomb was this. Very delicate, and it's in making it up. And you've got to be careful how you handle it, because it can go off very, very easily. I'd like to see it going off in some of the hands.
Is that funny or offensive, John?
It's neither. It's irrelevant. I'm not sure what the purpose of the DUP conference is. I know my party conference, we debate a wide range of political issues. We discuss socio-economic issues. We talk about the health service. We talk about education. We talk about the economy. We talk about our values. We talk about equality. It appears that the DUP conference this year in particular has been an attempt at stand-up comedy, which would have been akin to some of the worst of the 1970s. But if that's how they run their conferences, that's their business.
Well, Gregory Campbell, I know you're back with us this morning again. And again, the
Stephen,
whole...
on that note...
All right. John, morning to you. Thank you. Gregory Campbell, the whole point of us playing that clip is, you know, talking about chocolate bombs at the Le Mans House Hotel. Is that funny?
Stephen, I didn't hear the clip just now because the line had dropped out.
I'll play it to you again if you want.
I'm presuming you heard
Sammy's speech at the time.
I would have been more interested in you being able to get the clip from John O'Dowd yesterday morning, where he said that, you know, that he and others wouldn't even get the chance to resign if they had said something akin to what I had said, and would be kicked out immediately. That was the point I made about...
I guess the point I'm trying to make to you, Gregory, is it just seems that the language of goading each other, that it is being escalated. And presumably, I'm wondering, is it being escalated deliberately or is this all by chance? So talking about bombs, maybe bombs could go off in someone's hands as a little side comment at the very end of his speech in the Le Mans House Hotel. Now, that was a joke. Is it funny?
Well, Stephen, you know, whenever we have the comments that Gerry Adams made last night, describing us as bees, using the swear word, and saying that he wants to break us. And that's what he told his audience. Now, what message in 2014 does that send out to nationalists and Republicans? What message does that send out to people in my community? And remember, that was said last night on the very day Gerry Adams would have known that the police had been with me, as they had been with many others, and I'm not singling myself out, they'd been with me to say that there was a death threat against me. And within hours, he says, we have to break these bees. Now, what message does that send across the community?
Which is why I asked you, do you think he was talking about you?
Well, you see, rather than me speculate, I would prefer that a political opponent was big enough to say, yeah, the slight was against the community, yes, but here's who we're talking about. Then we'll all know where we stand.
Well, he has done that. He has told you exactly who he was talking about, bigots, racists and homophobes.
Right. So who are these bigots, racists and homophobes then? Who are they? You know, who are all these people? You know, this is a Sinn Féin.
Well, presumably he means some people in the DUP. Like that's what he's hinting at, isn't it?
Well, it's a shotgun approach by Sinn Féin, and it seems to be designed to cover up their own shortcomings. Now, you know, Gerry Adams can do this all day long. You know, he's made a number of mistakes. He said he would put manners on the RUC, on the police. You know, he's raised issues in the past in relation to him never having been in the IRA, and everybody that was in it.
Yeah, we've been over that, haven't we?
He was.
And he does deny it. And he denies
it. Well, yeah, but I mean, Sinn Féin keep on saying, okay. Well, look, he's
where does
Gerry
it go
Adams.
From here in terms of your relationship with the DUP, well, with Sinn Féin?
Well,
where does it go?
I think, well,
Gregory's gone again. We're definitely buying him a new phone for Christmas.